Hallelujah, anyhow. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Make sure you get a Sunday handout, and everybody's welcome to stay for the Christmas dinner today. We've got plenty of food, plenty of gifts. So it'll be a fun time. So if people comes in later, just tell them, make sure they stay. Hallelujah. If you're coming to my house next Sunday, let me know. Put your name on the paper back there. It will be a fun time of fellowship. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. There's something stirring in the atmosphere this morning.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Jim and Connie's going to be here. We're going to have church, and I mean we're going to have church on December the 31st, Sunday night at 6 o'clock. So you want to make plans to be here and see what the Lord has to say to us that night. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Let's stand for this reading this morning. We're going to be talking in a few minutes. I'm going to read something called How Great Thou Art. Going to remind us the one that we are serving, the one that we belong to. And it's called How Great Thou Art. He is the first and the last, the beginning and the end. He is the keeper of creation and the creator of all things. He is the architect of the universe and the manager of all times. He always was, he always is, and he always will be, unmoved, unchanged, undefeated, and never undone. He was bruised and brought our healing. He was pierced and eased our pain. He was persecuted and brought freedom. He was dead and brought life.
Yes.
He is risen and brings power.
Yes.
He reigns and brings peace.
Amen.
The world can't understand him. The armies can't defeat him. The schools could never explain him. And the leaders will not ignore him. Herod couldn't kill him. The Pharisees couldn't confuse him. And the people couldn't hold him. Nero couldn't crush him. Hitler couldn't silence him. And the New Age can't replace him.
That's right.
And the news can't explain him away.
Yeah.
He is light, love, longevity, and Lord.
Yes.
He is goodness, kindness, gentleness. He is God.
Yes.
He is holy, righteous, mighty, and powerful, and pure. His ways are right, and his word is eternal.
Amen.
His will is unchanging, and his mind is on us. He is our Redeemer. He is our Savior. He is our God, and he is our peace. He is our joy. He is our comfort. He is our Lord, and he rules our life.
Yes.
We serve him because his bond is love, his burden is light, and his goal for us is abundant life. We follow him because he is the wisdom of the wise and the power of the powerful.
Yes.
He's the Ancient of Days, the ruler of rulers, the leader of leaders, the overseer of the overcomers. And the sovereign Lord of all that was and is to come.
Hallelujah.
Woo. And if that seems impressive to you, try this for size. His goal is a relationship with us.
Amen.
He will never leave us, never forsake us, never mislead us, never forget us, never overlooks us, and never cancels our appointments in his appointment book. When we fall, he lifts us up. When we fail, he gives us, and when we are weak, he is strong, and when we're lost, he is the way.
Yes.
When we are afraid, he is our courager, and when we stumble, he steadies us, and when we're hurt, he heals us, and when we are broken, he bends us.
Yes.
And when we're blind, he leads us.
Yes.
When we are hungry, he feeds us. When we face trials, he is with us. And when we face persecution, he shields us. And when we face problems, he comforts us. When we face loss, he provides for us. Death, and face death, he carries us home. He is everything for everybody, everywhere, every time, and in every way.
Yeah.
He is God. He is faithful. I am his, and he is mine. He is our Father in heaven and has whipped the father of this world. So if you're wondering why we can feel so secure, understand this. He said it, and that settles it.
Amen.
God is in control, and we're on his side, and that means all is well with our soul. Amen. Just lift your hands this morning.
Amen.
We serve an awesome God, and
thank
you are just welcome to be God in this place
yes.
today. I thank you, Lord, that there are things being stirred up because somebody has got a hold of the throne of God this morning.
Yes.
Hallelujah. I thank you for your word that's going to go forth today through praise and worship, through the ministry of your word today. I thank you that not one person that comes on this parking lot today, God, and that it even enters this door is not going to leave this place like they came in Jesus'
Amen.
Name. I speak healing over bodies
Amen.
Today. I speak spiritual blindness be opened.
Yes.
Hallelujah. To see what we cannot see. Look at beyond this natural realm. Glory to God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Fill this place today with your glory, Lord. Fill this place with your presence today, Father, as we come into your throne room, knowing that we don't have to bear it because you've already bore it. And today we are thankful for that. And the church said, Amen.
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 And
there goes our praise and worship.
Hallelujah.
Song, see, you'll think about who used to do it, but we used to go, praise the Lord, hallelujah. I don't care what the devil's gonna do. The word in faith is my sword and shield, and Jesus is the Lord of the way I feel. Oh, praise the Lord, hallelujah. I don't care what the devil's gonna do. The word in faith is my sword and shield, and Jesus is the Lord of the way I feel. You just got to do that sometime, don't you?
Amen.
Come on, guys.
Yes.
Oh, praise God. The only name to worship is Jesus Christ. Amen.
In the land of glory and with the mercy and grace and the power that forgave me and your love is all I ever needed. When I wake up in the land of glory and with the saints I will tell my story, there will be one name that I proclaim. When I wake up in the land,
above every name,
you,
Father. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise you, Jesus. Lord,
praise
we magnify
Jesus.
You.
Bless
in
you,
the
Lord.
Name of Jesus, we praise you. You know, the time of Christmas and a lot of things going on, but, you know, it's the time to proclaim the name of Jesus. It's a time when no other time people are looking at the manger scene and they're looking at this. And, you know, they may see a baby Jesus. We see a Savior. Amen. But the angels, when they were proclaiming him and they said, glory to God in the highest. What? And on earth. Peace, goodwill. Amen. Angels, we have heard on high. Amen. Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You know,
thank you, Lord.
We need to keep the freshness of coming into the presence of Jesus. You know,
thank
we know
you,
He's
Lord.
With us during the week and
yes.
all of our activities and the things that we do and everything.
Thank you, Jesus.
But you know, it's an awesome privilege to come together. It's an awesome
yes.
privilege to come in here and to sing together and to
yes.
worship together.
Hallelujah.
And lift up the one name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. That
thank
one
you,
name,
Lord.
That one name. Hallelujah. Praise
Hallelujah.
God. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, your perfect love is casting out fear. And even when I'm caught in the middle of the storms of this life, I won't turn back, I know you are near. I will fear no evil, for my God is with me. This week, and
thank you, Lord.
Edra never was one. You never saw her in church. She worked hard all her life. She worked hard, really hard. I mean, I can't say enough how hard that lady worked to support her family and take care of them. So she never was one that went to church. But I heard her sister-in-law say she never heard her grumble one time in her life for her hardships in life. And I heard another cousin say that you'd go down there, and even when she was battling, all this stuff was going on, said you'd never know she would be out chopping wood, or said he'd seen her out cutting tobacco when there's nobody else to do it, and climbing on the roof and fixing a roof. And you think, I've never had it that hard. I've never had to do that. There was always somebody there to do it for me. I tell you what, it had to be done, and she would do it. But at the last, her daughter wanted to make sure she was ready to meet Jesus. And she didn't have a voice. She couldn't hardly talk. She was in so much pain, they couldn't even get her out of the pain. But said when the chaplain came there and asked the question, want to know if she was all right, said, are you got everything okay?
Are you with the Lord?
Are you ready to be with the Lord? And said, she gathered all the strength she had. And she said, yes, I'm ready. And you know, it's all.
He lives in here.
Right. She said, right.
He's in here.
Said, he's in here. Said, I'm ready to go. And you know, he never lets you go. He met her where she was, folks. This old, you know, we praise God for our church that we can come to church. But we don't know people's situations out there. We just want to minister Jesus to them and make sure they know where they're going, you know, and they have that relationship with him. So we can drive down today and yesterday with the sun shining. We can go, we can shout to the Lord. Why? Because of who he is. Amen?
Yes.
Is everything in my life the way I want everything to line up? Not yet, but it will be. Because
Amen.
He's in control.
Yes.
But you know what? Until he is, I'm still going to shout to the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise him for his creation. Praise
Hallelujah.
Him for you. Because he's worthy, church.
Amen. He is.
My Jesus. Come on.
My Savior. Lord, there is none like you. All of my days I want to praise the wonders of your mind. Cease to worship.
we can give. The Lord knows your need today. And I know He knows the needs of this church. Father God, I thank You right now that you take care of the needs. And You make us good stewards, Father God, of the things that You give us as we share and as we give. And we believe You're going to do it. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen. Shepherds were so overwhelmed, and when they came to that manger, Father God, and there He was, the angels, just like the angels said, and they bowed, and the Word of God said, and they worshiped Him. What about you today?
Even now.
we worship you, Jesus.
Oh, we worship you, Lord.
Even now in this place, Father.
Thank you, Lord God.
Your glory fills this place.
Thank you, Lord.
As we worship you, we praise
Lord, we
you.
Just come before your presence right now.
Jesus.
We lift our hearts and our hands up to you as we're gathered here, Lord. But we think of all of those out there. If we walk by them every day as we see them in the store, that they look so helpless and so hopeless. And Lord God, I pray that you would keep us in touch with your Spirit so that we can be a light, so that we can be a word of encouragement to anyone that we might speak to. And that, Lord God, right now, this morning, as we're gathered together with you, that we realize, Lord God, this is a time of building up. This is a time of you lifting us up, of us humbling ourselves before you and yet being lifted up so that when we go from this place, we can go out into a world that needs to see the light. We can go out into a world that needs Jesus because they're walking in darkness. But Lord God, this morning right now, you can lift every burden. You can meet every need that's represented here in this place, whether it's physical or family or finances, relationships of some sort, whether it's emotional struggles and trauma. Lord God, you're bigger than all of it. And this morning, Lord God, we thank you for you reaching down with your hand, rising up with your Spirit that lives inside of us. Lord God, too often we look to you as someone way off somewhere sitting on a throne, and we try to call you down, but you're already down. You're already here. Lord, when we couldn't get up to your level, we couldn't get up to your ways. Your ways are higher than our ways, and your thoughts higher than our thoughts. But through Jesus Christ, you came down to us. You became one on our level. Though sinless, you were on our level. And now you can relate to us. And now you know us. And now we understand, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes on him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Thank you, Lord God, for the healing power this morning that's needed here in some. Thank you, Lord God, for the moving that power, for the rising up in it. Thank you, Lord God, for the ones that have requests, the ones that have names on their lips right now, speaking them out to you, Lord God, that you are going to touch them, that you, Lord God, are their source, and you are their supply. You are their friend and their ally. You are their defender and their hope. All because you have chosen unconditionally to love us. And we thank you for it. We thank you for it so much. In Jesus' name.
Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you, praise and worship team. Pastor Shirley, we stay in here today except for the preschool. My class gets to go, okay?
Praise the Lord. Someone told me earlier not to preach long. And I thought, I will not be offended by that. Of course, I wasn't. I was just joking them. But I said, I'll take that as a compliment. Because I'm preaching a little bit longer every time. Amen?